So our title this morning, Come to Worship. Let's start with a question. Why have we come to church this morning? Have you come to worship? Have you come to worship King Jesus? Have you come to worship the King of the Jews? Have you come to worship your King, King Jesus? As you know, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, a number of people went to worship him. Let's read about them now. We're in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." Could we move to our next slide, please? Come to worship or come to kill? You see, the Magi wanted to worship Jesus. But what did Herod want to do? What did Herod want to do? He wanted to kill Jesus. But what did Herod say that he wanted to do? He said that he wanted to worship Jesus. Why do I raise this? Well, are you aware that at times people hide their true motives, even when it comes to being part of church? Did you know that people can have false motives for coming to church? Do you know people who have false motives for going to church? Let's challenge ourselves, each one. What are your motives? What are my motives for coming to church? Are you here to worship? Or are you here with another motivation? King Herod wanted to murder King Jesus. We see that in verse 13. What about me? What about you? What about us? We may protest and say, I am nothing like King Herod. I have never murdered anyone. But what did Jesus teach about murder when he had become a man? Didn't he say in Matthew chapter 5, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment? But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Do we come to church to worship King Jesus? Or do we come to be angry with our brothers and sisters? What is our true motivation? Let's move to the next slide, please. When a tyrant sneezes, the whole city, or the whole nation even, catches a cold. Have you heard about Putin? Have you heard about Hitler? Have you heard about King Herod? When a tyrant sneezes, the whole city, or the whole nation, or an entire region of the world catches a cold. Is that what the Bible says? Please look at verse 3. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. Or, to put it another way, when a tyrant sneezes, the whole city, the whole nation, the whole region catches a cold. I am always cautious about quoting secular historians when studying the Bible, as we must always remember that that only the Word of God is our final authority that can be relied upon. However, I will just mention a couple of notes this morning about King Herod. So according to secular historical accounts, Herod, also known as Herod the Great, was the regional king of Judea, which contained the cities of Bethlehem and Jerusalem. He ruled from about 37 BC until his death in 4 BC, at a time when Judea was still under Roman influence. Most scholars estimate that Jesus was born between 6 BC and 4 BC during Herod's reign, as Matthew's gospel indicates that we've just read. And since Herod was appointed by Rome to rule over Judea, which was a mostly Jewish region, it has been commented that he was literally king of the Jews. However, Herod may not have actually been Jewish at all, or at least not by birth. So it's interesting, we have Herod the Great, and Herod the Great is trembling when he hears that the king of the Jews has been born. So I would like to suggest that King Herod, supposedly Herod the Great, is really the little king of the Jews. And this little king of the Jews was disturbed because he had heard that another real king of the Jews had been born. And he was afraid that the new king of the Jews would somehow overthrow himself, Herod the Great, the existing little king of the Jews. Please let's remind ourselves of verse 3. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. So, if that is why King Herod was disturbed, we still have to ask a question: why was all Jerusalem disturbed with him? And I would suggest that there are two possible answers to this question. Answer number one could be that King Herod had actually done some good work during his reign, so maybe some people were disturbed that they may lose him. Or answer two, maybe the people were worried that if the king is in a bad mood, he may do something that will cause us all to suffer. Because although he had done some good work, he also had a reputation of being something of a tyrant, even by this time. Maybe, metaphorically speaking, they knew that when a tyrant sneezes, the whole city catches a cold. When Herod is angry, we all suffer. And if that is why all Jerusalem were disturbed with King Herod, then of course their fears were not unfounded. Because as Matthew chapter 2 goes on to tell us in verse 16, when Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. But let's move to our next slide, please. King Herod believed that Jesus was the Messiah. Does that shock you? King Herod believed that Jesus was the Messiah. If you look closely at the text, you will see that King Herod knew that Jesus was the Messiah. In verses 1 and 2, we read that the Magi arrived in Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" Furthermore, they stated, "We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." This appearance of a supernatural sign in the sky suggests to King Herod that this is no ordinary birth. So much so that when he consults with the chief priests and the teachers of the law, he has already made the connection. Do you get it? He had already made the connection in his own mind, and he asks them outright where the Messiah was to be born. That is to say, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born according to the Holy Scriptures. We need to understand this, my friends. King Herod knew that this baby was the Messiah. King Herod knew that this baby was the King of the Jews. And for that reason, he wanted to kill Jesus. Did King Herod believe in Jesus? Yes, he did. Did King Herod believe that Jesus was the Messiah? Yes, he did. And here's a warning, my friends. It is not enough to simply believe. You have to ask yourself, what will I do with that belief. What will I do as a result of that belief? Think of it this way. The Magi believed that Jesus was the King of the Jews, and they were full of joy. Is that right? King Herod believed that Jesus was the King of the Jews and the Messiah. He proclaims the word Messiah himself and was full of fear. Do you get the difference? Magi, believing and being full of joy. King Herod, believing and being full of fear. The Apostle James wrote in his letter, you know, the letter of James in the New Testament. The Apostle James wrote, "You believe that there is one God? Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder." King Herod believed in Jesus and was filled with fear. King Herod believed that Jesus was the Messiah and shuddered. Do you believe that Jesus is the Messiah? If you do, what are you doing with that belief? Is your belief in Jesus filling you with joy or with fear? Is your belief in Jesus leading you to receive him? Is your belief in Jesus leading you to worship him? And if your belief in Jesus is filling you with fear, not with joy, maybe that's something you need to communicate with him over this Christmas period. Take some time out. Say to him, as did King David, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." If you've known Jesus in the past, but you've somehow drifted, or if you've never known him as Savior, then come to know him. Give your life to him. Receive him as your Lord and Savior. But it takes a humble person, it takes a humble heart to turn to Jesus. Let's move on to the next slide, please. This is the very subject of the next slide. Messiah was good news for humble people. But what about King Herod? You will remember that when Mary visited Elizabeth, she said in her song of praise, which we find in Luke chapter 1, "He has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble." Mary was so humble. The Messiah was good news for humble Mary because she was humble. But what about King Herod? Was he humble? Was the Messiah good news for him? When the company of angels appeared to the shepherds to announce the birth of Jesus, they declared in Luke chapter 2, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." We must be humble if we want God's favor to rest on us. Have you worked this one out, my friends? We must allow God's favor to rest on us. But what about King Herod? Was he humble? Did he allow God's favor to rest on him? Was the Messiah good news for him? Let's move to the next slide, please. The Magi humbled themselves. But what about King Herod? When the Magi finally arrived, we read in verse 11, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down, and they worshipped him. It takes a humble heart to bow down. It takes a humble heart to worship. Particularly when you're rich. The Magi humbled themselves. The Magi bowed down. The Magi worshipped Jesus. Now, we don't know a huge amount about the Magi from the Bible, but the Greek word magos is translated into English as magi and can also mean sorcerer, oriental scientist, magician, or wise man. Now, if you think about these magi, clearly they were not agricultural laborers. They were not shepherds. They were not carpenters. They were not poor. They were not slaves. Indeed, we read in verse 11 that they opened their treasures. And the very fact that they had treasures suggests that they were well off. And it was these rich, well-off magi who humbled themselves, who bowed down, who worshipped Jesus. But what about us? Will we humble ourselves and worship Jesus? What about King Herod? Did he humble himself? Did he bow down to Jesus? Did he worship Jesus? You know the answer. No, no, no. He would not humble himself. In fact, on the contrary, he tried to exalt himself even further. He plotted to kill God's Messiah. Let's move to our next slide, please. The earthly king should have welcomed the heavenly king. I think we will agree, what a tragedy it was for King Herod. What a tragedy it was for his people, the fact that he would not worship Jesus. What a tragedy that this earthly king would not welcome the heavenly king. And of course, things could have been so different for King Herod and for all the people if only he had committed his way to God as the true, eternal king. Things could have been so different for King Herod if only he had learned something from a previous king of Israel. Supposing he had learned something from King David. Because King David wrote in the Psalms, in Psalm 145, I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Do you see that? King Herod exalted himself. King David said, I will exalt you, my God, the King. The earthly king, Herod the Great, should have welcomed the heavenly king, but he did not. Let's move to our final slide now. Because we need to ask ourselves a question. What about us? What about me? What about you? When you look at your material comfort and your possessions, are you living like a king? Anyone willing to raise a hand? When you look at your material comforts and your possessions, are you living like a king? Anyone want to raise a hand? You might say, well, compared to our neighbors, not so. But what about compared to people in other generations and in other locations around our world today? Compared to other generations, compared to other locations, I think we're living like kings. You say to your children, you say to your grandchildren, you say to your husband, you say to your wife, what do you fancy for dinner today? And you pop off to the shops and you bring it back. People don't live like this in other nations around our world. People didn't live like this in other generations. I would say that compared to other generations and compared to other places around our world, many of us are living like kings and queens. Even those who live on benefits are living like kings and queens at times. So let me leave you with this final question. Are you welcoming the heavenly king? Are you worshipping the heavenly king? The Magi wanted to worship Jesus. King Herod wanted to kill. What about me? What about you? What about us? Are we welcoming the eternal heavenly king? Are we bowing down to King Jesus? Are we worshipping the Messiah? That's a question for us to ponder. Amen.